You know how much a house at the beach costs? Especially a house on a headland at the beach, kind of perched on the rocks looking out over the frothing ocean. Stormwatch right out your back window. They are incredibly expensive, even now after the bottom has fallen out from under the real estate market. So it's kind of weird to think about this little bit of history back just after World War II, when a mining company staked out a mine on Yaquina Head and, oddly enough, started mining it. I'll tell you the story here in just a second. I'm Finn J.D. John, and you're listening to me reading you an archive column from the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every weekday morning, and of course, if you subscribe to this podcast, you already know that. And if you're not subscribed and want more info about it, it is free, of course. You can find it on offbeatoregon.com or just stay tuned. Today's column was first published on October 6th, 2009, under the headline, Nation's Only Wheelchair Accessible Tide Pools Are in Newport. And it's true they are. Tide pools don't grow that way, though. No, these tide pools were made. The story goes a little like this. Next time you're in the Agate Beach area of Newport, take a look to the north at Yaquina Head. It's hard to imagine the Newport area without it. But without intervention from the federal government, Yaquina Head would have been gone by now, leaving only a small island with Yaquina Head Lighthouse on the tip to show where it had been. Here's the story. Yaquina Head's basalt had been quarried since the 1930s, but after the war, in the 1950s, a Newport Gravel Company staked a mining claim on it. At the time, it was federal land. This claim was staked under the Mining Law of 1872, which gave the company the right to extract mineral deposits from the head. In this case, the mineral deposits were the head itself. But most folks didn't really expect the company to be serious about this. After all, this was prime oceanfront property. Why would you turn prime oceanfront property into a gravel pit? But they did. Later, the government sold the entire head to the mining company for less than $3 an acre, and there's a story in that. That's a theft from the public trust. It was an incredible bargain. Even then, the property was worth a pile. Maybe more so today, because it was far easier to get permission to build houses back then. But the company didn't build houses. It started digging gravel. Not much at first, but by the mid-1970s, company owner Bob Weinert was hauling hundreds of tons off the head every workday with the help of a staff of 25 employees and some really effective mechanical equipment. That's about the time things came to the attention of the state of Oregon, which started looking for ways to keep Weinert and his crew from quarrying Yaquina Head right into the sea, a process that Weinert, in a 1982 interview, estimated would take another 15 years. Weinert said that by then the headland would be entirely gone, reduced to nothing but a tiny island where the tip of its head is now, with Yaquina Head Lighthouse perched on its top. The answer turned out to be rich with irony. Not only could the state not stop Weinert, but it also could not stop buying gravel from his quarry for use on local roads. You see, the state was required to take the lowest bid for gravel, and since Weinert ran the only local quarry, his was always the lowest bid. The state was literally paying him to eliminate this geological treasure. The dilemma was finally solved by some quick work in Washington, D.C. by then-Senator Mark O. Hatfield. In 1980, the federal government named the head an outstanding natural area, and over the next 5 years, the Bureau of Land Management bought and traded to acquire the rest of the head. Today, the gravel quarry is gone, reflected only in the name of Quarry Cove, and in one other thing. Quarry Cove is a divot in the side of the headland, blasted out by the quarry operators. After the BLM took over, it turned the cove into the nation's only wheelchair-accessible tide pools. The effort hasn't been a total success, because the ocean keeps trying to silt the place in with sand. But it's an interesting silver lining to what, for nearby residents, seemed like a pretty dark cloud 30 years ago. That's it for today. You've been listening to an archive column from the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column. If you'd like more, there's a couple dozen more of these audio columns on iTunes, and they'll pop right up if you do a search for Oregon under podcasts. While you're there, do me a favor, write a quick review of the podcast. Little podcasts like this get noticed by being reviewed by listeners. There are also hundreds of columns in text and pictures form going back to 2008 on our website at offbeatoregon.com. That's also where you'll find the sources for this story in the printed version, and it should be pretty easy to find because they're all arranged more or less by date. On the website, you can also subscribe to this podcast or its text equivalent so that they will be automatically delivered straight to your smartphone via RSS. Also, you'll find links to the Offbeat Oregon Facebook page and Twitter feed so that you can join the conversation online. All these columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Details, offbeatoregon.com/cc. If you're ever up in Corvallis, drop me a line. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs, especially over good coffee or Irish stout. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. And one more thing, too. My book's coming out in just a couple of days. If you like this column, I think the chances are pretty good that you're going to like the book, too. And I'd like to invite you to check it out. It's titled Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town. Your local library probably will be acquiring a copy, especially if you suggest that they might want to do so. So if they don't have it in their collection, you might talk to a librarian. Check it out and let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you today. So thanks for listening and have a great day.